Today's episode, ace aviator of the Sierra, Bob White. Before much of the Sierra Nevada mountains were designated as wilderness areas, causing them to be off limits to any type of motorized vehicle or equipment, a few different Eastern Sierra flying services offered plane trips deep into the Sierra backcountry for anglers, hunters, photographers, and adventurers. Bob White came to Lone Pine in 1944 after serving as a wartime training instructor for the fledgling new pilots of the United States Air Corps. He got the idea that folks would pay to be flown into the remote Sierra backcountry to pursue their favorite wilderness recreation. Bob scoured the Sierras and found there were three different backcountry runways within 25 miles of Lone Pine. He figured the southern Owens Valley town was just the right spot to open an air charter business. At first, the horse packers were not very welcoming. "Those son of a guns will fly in sporting riffraff and they'll fish out the mountains," packers lamented. But Bob was concerned as anyone about overuse of the backcountry. He had self-imposed limits as to how many people he would bring in, and often would say, "Our sporting areas are like a gold mine, with limited potential. You've got to use common sense or the vein will be mined out." In short order, Bob was working very closely with the packers, who would often meet Bob's planes and take his passengers even deeper into the remote backcountry. For many years, Bob used a customized open cockpit bi-wing Waco. He outfitted it with a 300 horsepower motor and rigged the front cockpit with two seats which folded down to the floor. In addition to passengers, he would haul supplies into the packers, rangers, and cattlemen. Bob bragged, "I've hauled everything into the mountains from a two-month-old child to a horse-drawn wagon. Of course, we unhitched the horses first," Bob added with a smile. During deer hunting, it wasn't unusual to see Bob land in Lone Pine with a couple of nice bucks strapped into the front of the cockpit. Bob accommodated guests with his own backcountry camp, which was adjacent to the Tunnel Meadows airfield. It was complete with tents, chairs, and tables. Those in need of supplies or a ride could pick up the Forest Service phone at Tunnel Meadows, which was connected by a precariously strung phone line to Bob's Lone Pine hangar. Bob was one long and two short rings. If called, he would usually be at Tunnel Meadows within an hour or less. The creation of wilderness areas throughout the Sierra led to the demise of these backcountry airfields and the services that Bob White and others offered. But you can bet your bottom dollar there's still many a fond memory of an exhilarating Sierra flight experience with Sierra Bush pilot Bob White at the controls.